7. In beginner mediumship, have a sense of responsibility equally important. It's imperative for you to understand that you'll be using your newly enhanced mediumship abilities to enrich the lives of others and, more importantly, to bring them peace, comfort, and healing. Mediumship is a great responsibility, especially when working with the public. To add to this, always have the mindset that you are operating from the highest and best intentions. 8. In beginner mediumship, set aside some daily meditation time above all. Even if it's only 10 minutes a day, meditation will go a long way for your psychic senses to be honed and ready for spirit contact. If meditation is hard for you, listen to some meditation music. Amazingly, you will find the time going by quickly and decide to increase the amount of time spent in meditation. 9. Build trusting relationships with your spirit helper guides. A budding medium will automatically have unique mediumship spirit guides that flock in to help them develop. In terms of mediumship, these supportive entities are called spirit helper guides. If you truly believe that your guides are always with you to aid and assist, this certainty provides an excellent foundation for greater confidence to work with them. Additionally, going into meditation and asking who these guides are is always beneficial for starting to build a trusting and lasting relationship with them. Keep a journal of your findings and insights. In beginner mediumship, learn strong spirit protection. A universal law states that like attracts like. Therefore, having good intentions and keeping your energy high during spirit contact needn't worry too much about harmful spirits from intruding. Importantly, by erecting a shield of protection is standard practice for anyone either psychically developing or for making contact with the realm of spirits. More importantly, there are many wonderful ways a novice or advanced level medium can protect themselves from unwanted spirits crashing a session or wanting to attach. At the same time, using the energy of white or gold light and by envisioning this light surrounding you is one of the best ways to immediately erect a boundary of reliable protection. Adopt an attitude of kindness when doing spirit communication. Another key point, having an attitude of respect combined with kindness and understanding goes a long way for more fulfilling and fruitful sessions with spirit. Moreover, spirits have the same emotions as we do. Clearly, if certain spirits are treated with disdain or scorn for any reason, spirits, in general, may begin to withdraw from you. Why? Because spirits will begin to be afraid of you. Always treat any spirit with kindness no matter what their disposition. Always trust your psychic impressions. My students will often hear me say, trust what you get. It is human nature to forget this crucial advice when in actual sessions or participating in a development circle. In my classes, I often hear concerns like, I think I made contact with a spirit, but it was probably my imagination. Strike these thoughts right away. Although your imagination does play a role in priming the pump for spirit conversations to begin, you will soon start to notice that an authentic connection has been made. Then it's up to you to open up and receive any information forthcoming from the spirits you've connected with. Summary and perhaps the most important tip of all. Now that you have read about and hopefully adopted these 12 very simple but essential tips, there is one more indispensable tip I'd like to mention. This is key for boosting your self-confidence and sense of accomplishment. Below is a key phrase I'd like you to incorporate into your daily regimen. I am an excellent and accurate medium. Spirits come to me easily and effortlessly. Write it on your bathroom mirror, post it on your refrigerator, tape a note on your coffee maker, and insert it into your cell phone theme. This, along with practicing the 12 essential tips for beginner mediumship, provides a solid foundation for your mediumship career. May it be long and prosperous. Enjoy this video on how to go into a theta trance just by gazing at a candle flame.